So one final question, and we could talk a long time about upfront therapy, but I did want to pick your brain a little bit about relapse disease and some other questions. But you mentioned you used the word currently when you were talking before, and it made me think, what's your best guess or what are you most excited about or what we might be doing, let's say, 2 or 3 years from now?
I think the issue that we have right now, it's a confusing time for Hodgkin's. It's an exciting time, but very confusing in the sense that historically, we had a very sort of linear, dogmatic approach about early stage disease and advanced stage disease with combined modality therapy for early stage disease using an ABVD or ABVD-like regimen and 6 cycles of ABVD plus or minus radiation in the advanced stage setting. Now we have almost three different platforms in early stage disease. And in advanced stage disease, we have three different platforms. In early stage disease, you could look at 3 cycles of therapy and consideration of radiation or no radiation based on the RAPID study. You could consider 2 cycles of therapy followed by a PET scan, and then 2 cycles of therapy versus radiation based on the H10 study. And you still have the German Hodgkin's study group findings from the HD10 study, which looked at 2 cycles and 20 gray for early favorable patients. And I think it's also important to note that the RAFL study also had stage 2 patients. About 40% of patients were stage 2 in this study. And so the role of omitting bleomycin in PET negative patients with a total of 6 cycles also is in play in this setting. And they all individually use different risk stratification criteria. They all use different criteria as to what is PET positive and PET negative, and they all use different treatments, and comparisons become very difficult in that setting. So in the advanced setting, I think conversely, you have the echelon one data with AABD versus ABVD. You have risk-adapted strategies, which look at escalating to be a COP. And of course, you have ABVD alone. I think what ultimately, I hope to see, and I'm excited to see, is a remelding of these strategies to look at adding these novel agents in a risk-adapted strategy. For example, patients who have PET-positive disease get the addition of brentuximab vedotin or checkpoint inhibitors, or de-escalation from AAVD, for example, may be an option as well. So I think those are all interesting things and things that we are trying to sort out and figure out. We have a multitude of studies doing this in different ways. And I think the next 5 years in Hodgkin's lymphoma are going to be spent trying to incorporate these novel agents in a rational approach for patients, both with early stage disease and advanced stage disease.
You talked about using brentuximab vedotin or checkpoint inhibitor in patients with PET positivity, but what about both?
I think that's on the table. There's obviously no data in the frontline setting for combining these drugs right now together, but certainly in the relapse setting, we've seen both safety and tolerability of this combination. So I think for your high-risk patients that are PET positive, adding these drugs either as a non-chemotherapeutic approach to salvage patients or with chemotherapy may be very, very interesting.